Former Chinese premier's rare public appearance fuels questions about Beijing's internal politics. Former Chinese premier Wen Jiabao, largely absent from public view for more than a decade, made a rare and unusually public appearance in Beijing on March 27, fueling fresh speculation about power dynamics inside the Chinese Communist Party. Photos and videos circulating on overseas platforms showed the 83-year-old visiting the Institute of Geographic Sciences and Natural Resources Research under the Chinese Academy of Sciences. In the footage, a smiling when walking alongside staff kept waving to onlookers. He also offered a traditional clasped fist greeting several times and stopped a few times to greet the crowd before getting into a vehicle awaiting him. What drew attention was not just that one appeared, but how high-profile and seemingly open the visit was, something rare for a retired leader of his rank, which has prompted questions about what message, if any, Beijing intended to send. A recently retired senior CCP official, identified by the pseudonym Liu, told the Epoch Times that the visit did not look routine. He noted the heavy security presence, but also pointed to what appeared to be relaxed control over filming and photography, something rarely allowed at this level. Retired leaders at that level don't simply go out in a personal capacity, Liu said. Everything, from timing and location to security, must be approved. And in cities like Beijing, these visits are usually not made public. According to Liu, such appearances typically require approval from the CCP's central office, with detailed oversight of the itinerary and security arrangements. Former Politburo Standing Committee members, he said, tend to appear less frequently after retirement precisely because of these restrictions. That is why Wen's visit to a research institute rather than a formal state event and with visible public interaction stands out and has raised questions, he said. Liu suggested two possible motives behind such a display. One is external, to signal to foreign audiences that Wen remains in stable condition and under protection, countering any perception of serious divisions at the top of the party. The other is internal, to use overseas attention as an indirect way of sending a message inside China that Wen remains politically under control. The message is that Wen Jiabao remains under the control and endorsement of the top leadership, Liu said. He described the move as a kind of borrowed force, tactic, leveraging international visibility to shape domestic perceptions and discourage expectations that retired leaders could step in to alter China's political direction. The individuals interviewed requested anonymity or provided only their surnames out of fear of reprisal. A former leader often seen in contrast to Xi. Part of the reason the appearance drew attention is Wen's long-standing reputation for staying out of the spotlight. Wen served as China's premier from 2003 to 2013 under then-CCP leader Hu Jintao. Trained as a geologist, he rose through the system from provincial technical work to senior leadership in Beijing, eventually serving under multiple party chiefs before becoming premier. He came to represent the Hun era, often described as more technocratic and consensus-driven, with a focus on economic management and social stability rather than strong ideological campaigns. That style stands in contrast to Chinese leader Xi Jinping's leadership, which has emphasized centralization, party control, and technological self-reliance. Since leaving office in 2013, Wen has kept a notably low profile. His public appearances have largely been limited to major state occasions, such as the CCP's centennial celebration in 2021 and former CCP leader Jiang Zemin's funeral in 2022. Even when he published a widely read essay, My Mother, in 2021, he did not appear in person. A former classmate of Wen's from Nankai Middle School in Tianjin, surnamed Qin, said he was surprised by how public the recent appearance was. Wen Jiabao has always kept a low profile, Qin told the Epoch Times. This kind of public and interactive appearance goes completely against his decades-long style. It's highly unusual. Qin described Wen as athletic in his youth. He played on the school basketball team, but also gentle and reserved, someone who did not seek attention. That personality, he said, likely contributed to Wen's steady rise within the political system. Former classmates had invited Wen to reunions over the years, Qin added, but never received a response. Against that backdrop, His recent appearance, informal in tone and more personal in nature, has drawn unusual scrutiny. Wang Yibo contributed to this report.